Well, it's a good day this morning. At least we didn't have to get up to find more snow added to what's already on the ground. And if you live in Wisconsin or Minnesota, you probably ended up shoveling snow several times over the weekend. And the promise is for some more tomorrow. I think they're going to, let's pray that it'll miss us, okay? Well, before I get into my message, let me just read a couple of excerpts from letters. You know that your letters come here. The girls read them, Susie and Carol and Michelle, and then they're put in my basket, and I get to read your mail. So I pulled out a couple that I thought was kind of a fun thing, especially for you old-timers that have been listening for a long time. This one is from Mondovi, and she writes and says, I'm a listener for a long time. She said, I've been listening since the early 70s, and my fond memory, and this is what I thought you'd enjoy, is my mom and myself listening to By Request. You remember that program? People would call in and ask for certain songs. And while cleaning the house every Saturday together, Mom always waited for till the storm passes by. And she said, I especially liked the Sail On song. And she said, we were always too shy to make a request, but most always heard all of them.
Okay, Mabel Louise, I'm gonna include that. Okay? They were too timid to make the request, but we'll play it. How about Sail On after you're done today? Is that okay?
Oh, that's good.
Because we've got it here.
I hope they're
Why
listening.
Not? By
they
request.
Would love that. And then here's another one that's not a lot written, except we have been listening to WWIB since November 1973 after we moved to Menominee. And this is another precious family that have written and helped us to stay on the air financially. So I just thought I would let you hear some of the reports from our listeners, and do write us. This is our 45th anniversary. My, it doesn't seem like it's 45 years. It's gone by so fast. But we are just so thankful for you, our listeners. You're all so precious and so faithful in backing us up financially. And I just want to say a great big thank you. And now today, as I get into my message, I'm sure that you're hearing lots of complaining about, my goodness, where is spring? Is it ever going to end? And all of those comments. So I want you to think happy today, joyful in the Lord. Let's change the atmosphere by rejoicing in the Lord. That's what Paul said. He said, rejoice in the Lord always, even if it's snowing. Yep, that's right. And again, I say rejoice. And guess what? Paul was in prison when he wrote those very words. So it really doesn't depend upon our circumstances, does it? The joy of the Lord is so beautiful when you know him as your own personal Savior. And let me say, why was Paul so happy under those terrible circumstances by being in prison and jail to us with chains to a soldier, never able to get out? And if it's like the one I visited, a jail or a prison in Rome, it was awful and wet and damp, and it was horrible. And yet Paul said, rejoice in the Lord always. Not just when things are going good, but always. And it's because he had that blessed hope of salvation, and he knew he was bound for heaven. No more beatings, no more rejections, no more prison time. I'm sure that's what he was thinking. And really, let's think about that. Let's rejoice. Have a smile on our face and thank the Lord for every day we can get up and be out and be happy. So we need to be reminded, don't we, as believers in the Lord Jesus, to learn to live rejoicing under whatever circumstances. I remember so vividly as a child, my mother would often say, when our family was going through some trial, she would say, well, I can just hear her now. She was so sweet, loved the Lord with all of her heart. She'd say, well, we might as well laugh as cry, because you know the Lord is with us. So let's join my mom in thinking of something that we want to sing about today. Yes, sing. My verse for the day is found over in Ephesians 5:19-20. Paul is challenging the church of Ephesus. He's trying to teach them how to walk the talk, how to live for Christ. And here's what he challenges them to do. He says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, giving thanks for trials and whatever comes in our lives. You know why? Because we have Jesus. We have the hope of heaven. And it helps us grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord, doesn't it? It grows us up when we have all those trials. Well, you know, the Bible is truly the living word. And it's so evident every time I read through the Bible. And I don't know how many times I've done that. I just love it. And I've always discovered something fresh and something new. And I just completed reading 1st and 2nd Chronicles. And then, of course, Nehemiah is close by. And the Holy Spirit pointed out to me how many times I read that the choirs sang and the many instruments were used, and it would name them. Well, that just interested me, and I thought, with all that's going on in our world today, I actually turned off the TV news this morning. It was just disgusting. And so it reminded me again how we as believers want to be happy, want to rejoice in spite of all that's going on around us. And let me remind you, our Lord still reigns in the midst of all of the grumbling and complaining and the lust and the lies and all that's around us. He is still in charge, and he is still calling you. I can hear him say, Jim, Jane, Julie, whoever, I love you. Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Well, singing has always played a vital role in worship. The Psalms were sung in the temple and often in the form of beautiful responses between a soloist and the choir, and then between the choir and the worshipers. Jesus and his disciples sang a hymn after he had instituted the Lord's Supper. Remember that? That's found over in Matthew 26, verse 30. Why should God's people sing? Well, we sing because it's an effective way to express our love and our supplication. And it brings about a good testimony. And through songs, we praise our God, and we actually bless one another. The writer of Psalm 33 called upon the worshiping Israelites to sing praise to God for his powerful word, for his unfailing counsels, and for his concern for his people. And you know, I'm reminded, I just finished reading Nehemiah, I'm reminded how in 52 days they had finished building the wall surrounding Jerusalem. And one of the things that Nehemiah made sure was happening, they were going to have a big celebration, a big service in celebration of completing the wall. And so he had two choirs of over 200 each, one on one end of the wall and one on the other. And they led the worship for the celebration of completing the wall. And don't you love that story of Paul and Silas when they were in prison? They had their feet in stocks and their backs were raw and bleeding from a brutal flogging. And guess what? Like Paul in prison, they had a good time singing as they were filled with the joy of knowing Jesus and having salvation in their hearts. So no matter whether you have a good or a bad voice, the Lord is always pleased with any kind of a melody of praise that comes right from your heart. So don't despair. Don't just keep saying, well, I can't sing. Yes, you can. It might be a monotone, but so what? The Lord hears you. He doesn't care. You see, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. He knows you're singing to him because you love him. And that's what's important. Oh, my goodness, if the believers who really know and love Jesus would show the joy of the Lord in their lives, I'm positive we'd have many, many more accept Christ as their Savior. So this reminds me of my verse for the day, Ephesians 5:19, and it says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And I read about a man. This is an illustration that I hope that I can close my broadcast today and give you something to think about. A man was waiting to have heart bypass surgery. He was well aware that people die during surgery and that it was very risky. So as he thought about all that could go wrong, he felt so alone. Just then, an orderly walked into his room to take him to surgery. As the young man began to push the patient's gurney along the corridor, The patient heard the orderly humming the ancient Irish hymn, Be Thou My Vision. I'm sure many of you out there hearing this title of the song are well acquainted with that beautiful old hymn. So this Be Thou My Vision brought back memories of the lush green fields and the ancient stone ruins of Ireland. That was the land of his birth. The hymn flooded through his soul like a fresh breath from home. And when the orderly finished singing, or humming, I should say, that song, he began right away to hum that beautiful hymn written by Mr. Stafford, It Is Well With My Soul. So when they stopped outside the surgical room, the patient thanked the orderly for the hymns that he hummed. He continued by saying, you know, God used you today. You helped me by removing my fears and restoring my soul. Well, the orderly replied, how did I ever do that? And the answer from the patient was, I heard your humming, and it brought the Lord back to me. And you know, when the Lord has filled our heart with a song, even our humming can restore someone's soul. So allow me to remind you today to sing a song as unto the Lord. And let me close with this beautiful psalm where the Lord says in Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know you that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and we, not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. So enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is so good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. God bless you, and have a good day. Smile.
Thank you, Mabel Louise. What was that psalm that you just read?
Psalm 100.
Psalm 100. How
wonderful. I love it.
That's excellent. Thank you.
And you're going to play Sail On?
Yep, we'll soon.
Tune in.
Lord of my heart, not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping. Thank you.
It's from the Star Kindler album. Here's Selah.
And peace like a river attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, what it is well.